Hey, and welcome to the Way Beyond Measure Show. I'm Coach.
And I'm Pat. Today we have an awesome show for you, but I'm going to sit this one out because our guest and coach have a really awesome relationship. So in order to get the best out of it, I'll leave it to the two of them.
Thank you, Pat. I am so excited this day because we get to speak to one of my football buddies. His name is Travion Traylor. He is a junior in high school. He is an amazing athlete with super talent. He is a man of God. He is a great student. He is just an all-around fun guy. And the cool thing is he stands up and stands out. It's my privilege to introduce my friend, Travion Traylor. What's up, Travion?
Not much, Coach. Getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. So, see, watch Super Bowl with my friends and stuff later on.
Super Bowl Sunday. That's right. So, who do you got? I got the Niners. Oh, wait, what? No, who do you got?
I'm going to go with Tampa Bay just because of Brady and Gronk.
You're going Tampa Bay. All right. And that's what I'm saying. He's the GOAT, man. I mean, can you imagine getting to the Super Bowl 10 times? 10 times. That might be a record that will never be defeated until you get to the pros, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Yes, sir. So tell me a little bit. So you're a junior in high school in Arkansas. Buddy, what's a day like for you as an athlete and someone who wants to – I'm assuming you want to play D1 football, right?
Yes, sir.
What's a day like for you, bud?
Regular school day basis is like wake up at 6:15, give me a little bite to eat, go to school, do track practice from 6:50 to 7:35, then go to school, do all my work. After that, I go down to the football facility, do a little weightlifting from 2:25 till 4:30. Go home, shower, do my homework, eat, go to sleep, and repeat all over again.
The beautiful life of a student athlete. Tell me, what would you change?
If homework wasn't a thing, I would definitely get that out of there.
All right, so let me talk to you about homework. So before I talk to you about that homework, is give me your aspiration. Give me your where are you heading? What is your goal? What do you want to do, and what do you see yourself achieving in the next 5 years?
In the next 5 years, I see myself going to a D1 college and SEC conference, or have it to where my mom don't have to pay for school or nothing, no money out of her wallet, and going to college and majoring to be a coach of some sort for when my career is done with and the pros, I can go lead kids to the path I want to.
What college you want to go to?
My dream college is LSU.
Man, you would look really good in yellow and purple, right?
Yes, sir.
You think? Oh, man. Yes, hey, we still have that agreement, right? You're going to leave me like 2 tickets at every game. So when you start going to college, it don't matter. You got to have 2 tickets for coach. Every game, every home game.
I got a lot
you can
of
do it.
People.
I bet. But, man, listen. Here's how it should go. Your family, mom and pop, and then right after that, me. What's wrong with that? That's all right.
Wrong with it. Get mom, my dad, you, my second mom and second dad. Kind of go over the house like a lot. So they're like the kid. So, yeah. Get all of them to come to my game.
Right, right.
And then like a few friends.
All right, so what position – what position do you play, Travion?
Right now, I play right tackle on O-line, and I play D-tackle on D-line.
Okay, what would be your So you get called up to LSU. What are you prepared for? What are you ready to do?
D-tackle.
Defensive tackle.
Yes, sir.
Can I – what if he says, young man, I need to put some weight on you and you are going to be an edge guy?
Then I'll be down for it. I mean, I won't be – it's not even get upset from going to LSU or doing any D1 school. So I'll be down for it.
Okay. All right. So here's what I'm trying to get at. The coach comes to you and he says, listen, he might say, what is the ideal spot and where do you want to be? And you tell him what you just told me. I want DT. I want to be a defensive tackle. Right? Mm-hmm. I want right there or whatever you had said. Now, once he says it, he goes, okay. But then you need to have one more word after that. You know what that word is? Mm-hmm. But coach, wherever you need me to be to help win. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
So I need you to be on the kickoff team, and I need you to run down and knock someone's block off. Done.
Done.
Hey, you ever hit somebody so hard that you're like, oops, and then reached your hand out to say, man, let me help you up?
About that. I kind of stopped doing that since, like, the beginning of last year. Like, it wasn't, like, just to be mean. Just, like, let them know that a lot of people is not going to help you up in the game. Like, get them a little bit tougher. You know what I mean? Because they know I love them. I show love in the locker room and stuff. So, like, they know I don't hate them or nothing.
I gotta tell my listeners, because they don't know. They've never seen you. Let me tell you something about Trevion. He will put you on your back. He has put many defensive linemen on their back. And when they call a play towards his side, you could drive a tractor trailer through that spot. It just so happens to be his last name, Trailer. That's a fact. Because right behind him, you can drive a tractor trailer right past him. That's the kind of holes that this guy makes on offense. Now, this year he got to go play a little defense. What was it like to hit that quarterback and then just look at his eye saying, I'll be back? Come on, man. Have fun. Let's go.
Hitting the quarterback, I really didn't care about the quarterback as much as I cared about, like, the old lineman, because it makes the lineman way more upset than it does the quarterback. Because the linemen get, like, they start getting scared if they're doing their job wrong. And so it gets in their head. And so you get to toy around with them more than anything.
Do you know when you have somebody in their head? Do you know? I mean, after three or four plays, you're like, oh, jeepers. Man, I need some competition. I got to go somewhere. Do you ever talk to them and say, dude, step up. I need somebody. Come on, man.
So I don't really talk stuff on D-line. Like, I come off the field. I tell my coach, I'm like, coach, you need to be in the forefront because the guards they got out there is not doing their job. I'm going to beat them real easy. But if I get back to, like, two or three times in a row, then I usually tell them that they need to step up and do their job.
Oh, man. So, hit or be hit?
Hit.
What was the best one this year or last year? Can you give me a little bit of give me a highlight reel of one of your games where you saw snot bubbles? You know what a snot bubble is?
Yes.
That's when you hit the – tell me what snot bubble is.
Hit the snot out of somebody and like that.
Oh, you know, I got to sit with Travion's mother in a game, and I tell you what, she is a big fan, and man, she loves you for show. So, Travion, since last March, schools changed a little bit. You did get to play football this year, which is great. You wrestled for a little bit and then figured out that that was a little too close for comfort kind of a thing and what have you or whatever. What's it been like, man? I mean, you go to school, you don't go to school, you have work online. What's it like now, bud, to be a junior or senior in high school?
Well, we social distance a lot at our school, at least you try to the best you can. Some parts I wish we could like spread out more, like in track, we're spread out pretty well because it's not a lot of people around. And football, they do not. Our coach is like, he hardcore, so we really can't get a chance to put a mask on. Otherwise, we're going to suffocate. So that ain't going to work. So, I mean, Fridays you get like this virtual break and where we can stay home. They're going to cut that out, though, which I don't think is smart because teachers been loving it. But, like, I mean, school low-key been the same for me. It's just that we extended our periods to where we don't have to move around so much in the hallways.
Do you seem – do you, when you're at school and y'all are wearing masks, is it even more or is it even like are people not communicating as much? I mean, what seems to be the norm now as far as like with the mask? And I know that everyone used to huddle together, man. And now it's just like individuals walking by themselves and this and that. So what does that look like now?
Some classes, it's like dead silence unless the teacher is like making you say something. But like in a lot of classes, like I got a lot, like in my third period, we communicate a lot in that class. We're spread out plenty enough, so we don't got to worry about nothing. But the classes where we're packed in, like I talk to like certain people, but you can't really do nothing about it because the classroom is full. I think the only thing I'm like going against is because we're like right there, like a whole hour and 30 minutes. So a lot. Oof. Some has changed. Depends on the people.
Come on. That's right. But you're getting it done, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I believe it too. I believe it. All right, guys. Well, Travion, are you ready for the rapid fire?
Indeed I am.
Okay, man. Sit up straight. Let's do the rapid fire. So, guys, this is our Think Rapid Fire. The Think Rapid Fire is a acronym for, is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary? And is it kind? And what we do here is I'm going to say part of the acronym, and he's just going to give me a 1-3 word answer. We'll see what comes up with, and we'll see if we can't get this in 30 seconds. Travion, you ready?
Yes, sir.
What is true?
Integrity.
What is helpful?
Listening.
What is inspiring?
My mom.
What is necessary?
Consistency.
What is kindness?
Caring for others, unless you care for yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's my friend, Travion Trailers. Thank you so much, my friend, for coming on board today. I appreciate you very much.
Thank you.
Time Out with Coach is a great opportunity to take a minute with your thoughts and focus on what is important to you. An opportunity to think about how you can stand up and stand out. If you would like to submit a question to have answered during a future timeout, you can email Coach at coachverdu@waybeyondmeasure.com. Any and all questions are welcome. We'll strive to answer them all the best we can.
Today's timeout is from Trevor. And Trevor writes, "Hey, Coach, I tried to stand up and stand out the other day to my friends, but it was really hard. What do I do?" Wow. Trevor, great question. You know what I would do? I would keep doing it. You see, consistency would be the key. You can't just do something one time and hope it sticks. You got to keep doing it over and over and over again. You got to do things repeat and repeat. So when you share people, Suso, stand up, stand out. We don't do that here, or that's not how we work here. Or listen, I stand up for my family, and we just don't act like that. And it's not easy. It really isn't. Suso, stand up, stand out, is something that you have to do and live every day, every day. Well, I hope that answers your question right there. You guys, I've had a wonderful time today. My name is Coach Verdue, and we'll see ya next time. Yeah, I don't know
how you feel. Thank you for joining us. Follow us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram at Way Beyond Measure. You can also contact us directly online at waybeyondmeasure.com. We look forward to spending our time with you in the next week as we continue our mission on showing others how to stand up and stand out for one another.